गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन पल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारि यमुना तीरावन चारि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारि
जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी गौर निताय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 वर्स 14 सर्वेन्द्रिय गुणदृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असता छायया उक्तया सत् अभाष्य ते नमः। सर्वेन्द्रिय गुणदृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताच्छाय योक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः। सर्वेन्द्रियगुणदृष्टे सर्वप्रत्ययहेतवे असताच्छाय योक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः। सर्वेन्द्रियगुणदृष्टे सर्वप्रत्ययहेतवे असताच्छाय योक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः। सर्वेन्द्रियगुणदृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताय मुक्ताय सर्वपश्यते नमः सर्वेन्द्रिय गुण दृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताच्छाय युक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः सर्वेन्द्रिय गुण दृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताच्छाय युक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः सर्वेन्द्रिय गुण दृष्टे सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे असताच्छाय युक्ताय सदा भासाय ते नमः सर्व इंद्रिय गुण दृष्टे unto the seer of all objectives pursued by the senses sarva pratyaya hetave who is the solution to all doubts and without whose help one cannot solve all doubts and inabilities asata with the manifestation of unreality or illusion chayaya because of the resemblance uktaya called sat of reality abhashaya unto the reflection te unto you namaha I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problems of doubts. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. Purport. To paraphrase this verse, the objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Without your direction, the living entity cannot take even a step forward. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham pratisannivishto matta smritir jnana apohanam cha. You are situated in everyone's heart and only from you come remembrance and forgetfulness. Chaye vayasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. The living entity under the clutches of Maya wants to enjoy this material world. But unless you give him directions and remind him, he cannot make progress in pursuing his shadowy objectives in life. The conditioned soul wrongly progresses towards the wrong objective, life after life, and he is reminded of that objective by you. In one life, the conditioned soul desires to progress towards a certain objective. But after his body changes, he forgets everything. Nonetheless, my Lord, because he wanted to enjoy something of this world, you remind him of this in his next birth. Matta smritir jnana apohanam cha. Because the conditioned soul wants to forget you, by your grace, you give him opportunities, life after life, by which he can almost perpetually forget you. Therefore, you are eternally the director of the conditioned souls. It is because you are the original cause of everything that everything appears real. The ultimate reality is your Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The word Sarva Pratyaya Hetave is explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that a result gives one a glimpse of its cause. For example, since an earthen pot is a result of the actions of a potter, By seeing the earthen pot, one can guess at the existence of the potter. Similarly, this material world resembles the spiritual world, and any intelligent person can guess how it is acting. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The activities of the material world suggest that behind them is the superintendence of Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rughunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Karinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Vishwanam Hare Krishna. Blessings of all my seniors. I'd like to speak something in glorification of Lord and for purification of my heart. So today we are continuing discussing this beautiful pastime of Gajendra, wherein he has, you know, after realizing for thousands of years that he cannot, you know, get away with the crocodile, Gajendra, you know, suddenly remembers from his past birth nice prayers, and then he is offering. So today is one of the prayer wherein he says that, my Lord, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problem of doubt. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as a real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. So, we'll try to see today's verse in, from the angle of how human life is so rare, and then how in this life we can, based on our desire, we make a next life. And then also we see that how helpless we are, as it, you know, it says in this. And then we see that how to keep the final goal in mind. What if we miss that goal? And then how to, you know, take shelter of the Lord. So few of the points we'll discuss. So first of all, rarity of human life. That, you know, when the soul, you know, comes to this, you know, material world, initially it said, you know, that it gets like, we know that Bhagavatam, it speaks about karmana deva netrina jantur deho papate striyo pravishto daram pumsare tat kanashaya, that as per, you know, one's karma and desires, soul takes shelter of a semen and is injected into the mother's womb, and then that's how the body is formed. But before that, there is a long process. So when the soul comes, actually, you know, it says that, you know, through water it comes down, and then it goes, you know, on the earth, and then the plants, they suck. So many times the plants, then the soul goes in the fruit. So many times the fruits are not eaten by humans or animals. They just go waste, or some, you know, human or animal, they eat it. Then the, you know, soul goes into their body, you know, with the, like, you know, along with the fruit. And then what happens is that, you know, it goes into the blood, and then it, you know, takes shelter of the semen. So it is said that when when somebody is trying to conceive, there are many sperms, which every sperm has, you know, individual soul who has taken shelter of that, trying to, you know, compete to get a body. So it's quite, you know, very difficult for one to get body. And those who doesn't, you know, go into blood or, you know, other part, they again go to, you know, the evacuate of a person, then again mixes with the ground and, you know, flows through water, who knows when, and, you know, goes into the plant or wherever. So just imagine someone getting even animal life is so difficult. Because it's like, you know, it's quite a bit of process. It can be very long, right? And then what to speak about human birth? It's pretty rare. So after getting human birth, also what happens is that because of our desires, again, we form the next body. And many times, like, you know, because of the wrong desires and the way currently Kali Yuga is progressing, it's, you know, the lower species of life. So, and during, like, you know, while doing all this, Lord is patiently with us as a Paramatma, and as in this verse it is described, that a living entity cannot even take a single step without the mercy of Lord. So this also is very interesting, that okay, we are talking, speaking, just say, like, you know, for example, we are talking. So there is whole science of, you know, how the sound is produced. It's not so if we have to just say, like, okay, we are, say, even when we say Hare Krishna, what it happens? So basically, first the senses, like through eyes, we get to know the situation, how it is, you know, okay, whom I am talking to, where am I, you know, what is, like, you know, whether I have to address them or I have to answer their question. So those inputs are taken by senses, and then the intelligence processes it. Then what happens is that we have a lot of vocabulary, right? So depending on, you know, what mood we have, the mind has to, you know, select a proper word, you know, to respond that. And then it has to include some feeling also, like, you know, if I'm angry, I have to say, you know, Haribo, you know, whatever it may be. Or if I, you know, I'm showing, like, you know, love towards some child, I have to, you know, say smile or, you know, show that. So I have to pick a particular word. That too, if, you know, we are multilingual, you know, then we have to, depending on, you know, with whom we are talking, we have to get that, you know, particular word from that particular language. And then the mind has to send some signal, you know, to internal to the, you know, there are some, technically I am forgetting the organs, but, you know, so there is something inside our, you know, below our tongue, which, you know, which first vibrates. Then it sends a particular internal signal to the tongue, which vibrates in a particular way within our mouth. And then the word comes out. And this all happens just like that, within a fraction of a second. It's pretty complex. When we see, you know, beautiful picture of deity, you know, it's explained that we have our eyes, like, you know, the image goes first, you know, upside down. It's like convex, concave lens, you know, whatever. I remember in, like, my 8-9 standard science, we had this experience. So how we see an object. So first, you know, that comes, so there is like this ray, the eye is exactly adjusted. It's like camera zooming. We take a picture, we zoom in, out. So depending on whom I am seeing, like I am seeing Prabhuji or I am seeing deity, my eyes, you know, constantly zoom in, zoom out. And then that particular image is taken. But when it comes inside, first it is like, you know, upside down. Then again there is another process which makes it, you know, perceive as if, you know, we are seeing, you know, it in correct order. So it's pretty complex, right? And for each of this simple act, we need Lord's help. We cannot, it is said, even a blade of grass cannot move without, you know, sanction of Lord. Same way the Paramatma in our heart, seeing our desire, it directs the material energy to do that particular action. And that's why we are able to do. Otherwise we are just helpless. So a person who is having paralysis, right? So he wants to lift his hand very badly, but Paramatma is not allowing. So he cannot lift. He cannot just lift it. So there is a nice analogy given that father is going to, suppose, a gym. So the son also follows it. And then what happens is that there is that big weight, you know, on the ground. So that son goes and he tries to lift it. Of course, it's more than his own weight, so he cannot sure this weight. But then father, who is exercising, he sees that he's trying to lift. So what happens? Father comes from behind, he puts his hand because the bar is long, and then he lifts. And what this child thinks, wow, you know, I'm the man, I got the power to lift this weight. But actually, is he lifting? No. Who is lifting? Father. To be more particular, father's hand. So same way, when we, what all this child can do, he can just simply desire. He just goes to gym and he desires to lift the weight. So same way, what all we can do? We can just desire. I want to do something. So I want to, you know, say like here it says, even for enjoying. So I want to enjoy gulab jam. Then what happens is that Paramatma in a heart, it directs the material energy. It orders the material energy. Okay, this, you know, Jivatma wants to, you know, eat a gulab jam, so you do the needful. So then material energy, it makes our, you know, body start functioning. It goes, the hand goes to gulab jam, it takes it and it, you know, puts in a mouth and it starts biting. And the soul thinks, wow, I ate a gulab jam. But actually, apart from desiring, frankly speaking, we cannot do anything. That's why here it is said, you know, it is like, you know, at every step living entity. Just imagine, we get up in the morning and we exactly remember, yesterday night I had thought that I will talk to this person, I have this service, I have that service. And then we know that, okay, you know, say like, you know, 10 days back, you know, I had promised someone this thing. What? And but during the time of when we are in deep sleep, we just forget everything. So it's like, you know, the whole, if we have to compare with our phone memory, it's like whole memory is like, you know, just kind of, you know, blank, and then suddenly it comes. Who gives that knowledge? Who gives that remembrance? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smriti Jnana Apohananja. So, not only knowledge, even forgetfulness has to be given by what? Just imagine, we have taken so many births. Pain experienced at the time of birth is compared to 40,000 scorpions biting at a time. So you just imagine, if Krishna doesn't give us that forgetfulness, how miserable we would be. That's why Prabhupada so nicely tells in Pankaj, even to forget Lord, we need Lord's help. We are so insignificant. So what we can do best? We can just desire that, oh Lord, I want to, you know, remember you. Then Krishna naturally will arrange, you know, all the situations around us. So that's what, you know, Gajendra is, you know, telling here, that you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problems of doubts. So, and then Prabhupada paraphrases it in the purport, that without Lord's, you know, sanction, we cannot even take a step forward. So, understanding this, it gives both, actually, it tells how small we are, and it also tells how Lord is, you know, the best friend and ever well-wisher of us. That he always comes, he tells us, what to do, what not to do, but even if we want to do what we are not supposed to do, still he allows, gives the permission. And then of course we suffer of, you know, his reactions. So therefore Prabhupada says that one can even, so this particular sentence, that because the conditioned soul wants to forget you, by your grace, you give him opportunities life after life by which he can almost perpetually forget you. And this cycle can go on. So, we change the body and then, you know, say at the time of, you know, this partial dissolution when Brahma goes to sleep, again, like, you know, all the souls, they are kind of in inactive state. So then again, when the Brahma starts creation, you know, Paramatma makes sure whatever desires we had in previous, you know, kalpa or whatever, it comes again back. Then at the time of, you know, the final dissolution, Brahma's end of life, the Mahavishnu sucks all these universes in the body, and some souls still they are there and they are inside, you know, Lord Mahavishnu's body. Now when they come back, Paramatma, Krishna as a form of Paramatma, exactly remembers how many desires we had, and then we start from there. Why? Because Krishna loves us. He just loves us, and therefore he wants to fulfill our desire. Such an amazing father. But at the same time, Krishna always tells, if we desire something apart from me, then you are going to suffer. It's like, you know, this analogy of, you know, Paramatma and Atma sitting on a tree, like two birds sitting, one is enjoying, one not enjoying. So we see that this is Lord's most merciful nature. So therefore, as a devotee, what, since we have got this, you know, amazing gift of Krishna consciousness, we have to be watchful of our desires. Because Krishna, if we really want it, Krishna will surely fulfill. So many times, you know, some of my, you know, devotee friends had, you know, start, like, you know, they were sharing that they had some desires in past, but when they came to Krishna consciousness, they knew that, you know, it's not good to do that. But then they found that there is an opportunity where they can fulfill that desire. So there was that, you know, so they had to do a check balance system, whether I really want to go
and fulfill it or not. So there are, we can say, like, you know, broadly there are three kinds of desires we have. One is which desires we can fulfill. Say suppose we wanted to eat, you know, a nice pizza. So before coming to Krishna consciousness, suppose we had this desire, then after coming to Krishna consciousness we can fulfill it, but what we do, we add Krishna to it, we offer it to Lord and then we eat it. So these are called as, you know, desires which we can fulfill. We want to dance, or we want to say speak something. We all can, you know, these are all, you know, desires we can, you know, fulfill it in Krishna consciousness. Some desires we can also say that these are kind of, you know, okay, so this fall under category doubtable desire. Doubtailed, right? These desires can be doubtailed in Krishna consciousness. So one desires are direct desires, say I want to come attend Mangal Arati, straightforward, you know, just come. These are like, you know, Krishna conscious desires. Another desires are material desires which can be doubtailed in Krishna consciousness. Like say, you know, eating pizza. So I can offer it to Lord and I can eat it. So these are doubtable desires. And the third one is prohibited desires. So we may have, like, you know, we may wanted to, you know, break one of the regulative principles before coming to Krishna consciousness. So that desire is there. We cannot doubt all that. What we have to do? We have to just give it up. There is no other way. You know, sorry, but you know. So in our heart, if we take stock, and one more thing is that many times we desire something, we forget it. Paramatma doesn't forget. He keeps it in mind, and at an appropriate moment, he'll give that, you know, facility to, you know, fulfill that desire. So when, you know, I had heard this first time, I was quite afraid, because God knows what I had desired, you know, before coming to Krishna consciousness, right? So then what is solution to that? There is a good news. Krishna, when somebody practices devotional service intensely, all those, you know, desires, they are like unfructified seeds in the heart. Nectar of devotion, you know, Rupa Goswami tells, you know, about this bijam. They are, you know, utam, actually, even the desires before even bijam, you know. So they all get fried out by intense practice of devotional service. So whatever may be our desires, which even we may have forgotten, but we had, you know, some wrong desire in past, by sincere practice of devotional service, all those desires get fried. So what happens? They don't germinate. They don't become a, goes into, like, when the seed is fried, when we put it in sand, it won't germinate. It won't produce a plant. So same way, when we practice this, that time, when we practice devotional service sincerely, then all those desires, bad desires, they get fried out, you know. We are saved from them. So that is, you know, again, mercy of Lord. So we saw that how human life is very rare, and in human, in any form, like any jiva, we need God's help at each step to, you know, go forward, even to, like, open our eyes, or, you know, when we get up in morning to remembrance. So this is, so God gives this knowledge and remembrance and forgetfulness. Then we saw that how Krishna as a Paramatma helps us to fulfill our desire. Now, then the next question comes, okay, we and, like, you know, this is clear this much. Now next what? Then the next question is that how should I cultivate more and more proper desires? And that's how, you know, Prabhupada has given this morning program. When we hear repeatedly about, you know, goal of life, about, you know, what should be our desires, the acharyas, they pray, then naturally the bad desires, they get replaced by good desires, because we are in this particular association, right? So when we do this regularly, then this desire, like, you know, this thing happen. And then also Bhagavatam also tells at each time that what is the final goal. Because this whole it speaks that how we are from, like, you know, spiritual world as a spirit soul. So our, the final destination, final goal should be going back to spiritual world. So then, you know, as a sadhaka, we start practicing nicely, enthusiastically, and then we know, yes, we have to go there, like, you know, we are in association. But what happens? There is someone who is checking on us. This is Maya Devi. Especially when we are trying to become devotee, we, like, you know, we become a favorite target of Maya Devi. It's like somebody who is trying to get out of a prison. So till the time he is prison inmate behaving properly, the prison guards are okay. But once he tries to go out and he is caught, they are more, like, you know, they put some extra, you know, cameras on them. So always looking, watching. So similarly, what we have, like, you know, by mercy of Lord, we and devotees, we understood that, okay, we are helpless situation. Our, you know, eternal goal is to go back to spiritual world. So we start practicing, and then Mayadevi will put different allurements. First in the form of sense enjoyment, devotee will say no, you know, because, you know, it's so much effort. Then within devotional service, the while practicing devotional service, different anarthas will start, you know, coming up. You know, this devotee is like that devotee is like that, you know, blaspheming tendency, or, you know, service, why only I should do it, you know, let him do it, you know, let me enjoy, or, you know, let me speak this to show how much knowledgeable I am, or so all these, you know, subtle anarthas, you know, this, you know, desire for, you know, pride, adoration and distinction, all these, you know, after the gross anarthas, the certain anarthas come. What after this? And then, you know, okay, this whole anartha nivritti stage goes back, you know, one keeps steadily practicing. Even at the stages of, you know, bhava, there is still, you know, some anarthas are there. And we see that if we are not careful, if we are not in association of devotees, then we see the story of Bharat Maharaj, how he got attached to a deer and one more life. So actually, okay, we may say that, okay, you know, once we started devotional service, whatever advancement we make, it's never lost, you know. So what is so need to be, you know, so much always be on fire of Krishna consciousness? What is need? The problem is that if we are little slack, one of our previous desire, which is not yet burnt out, it may trip in and one more birth. And during that birth, again, if we are not in association of devotees, one more, two more, few millions more, few million more kalpas, who knows? What's happening is that we are just increasing our duration in the material world. See, one day we have to go back home, back to Godhead. Everyone is on this point, right? Because this is not our permanent place. So then, why to delay it when knowing that's all place of misery? Even person like Gajendra, who was having all the facilities to enjoy, still there was a crocodile, right? So why to take a chance? So therefore, acharyas again and again, they tell us that, you know, they remind us of goal, and then also they say that we have to be careful while practicing. We have to avoid, you know, the 10 offenses we, you know, we do against the holy names. We have to avoid that. We don't do that. And, you know, different instructions given by different acharyas. So, by reading Bhagavatam, we keep this goal in mind. At the same time, Bhagavatam tells beautifully that even, like, it's very hope-giving scripture, that whatever point we may be, it gives that, okay, even if, say, you know, something happened to Bharat Maharaj, he became dear, but okay, next life, Jad Bharat, and then he perfected his life. So, same way, like, you know, Chitraketu Maharaj, he became a nice devotee. He had, like, first desire to have a son. He was not ready to listen to Krishna consciousness. But by, you know, devotees like, you know, Narad Muni and Angira Muni's intervention, he got a son, but then he lost the son, and then he took up to Krishna consciousness like nothing before, very fast. But somehow he, you know, apparently offended Lord Shiva, and then he has to take a birth as Prutrasur. But again, Krishna's promise, whatever advancement is done on this path is never gone waste. So therefore, it is like, you know, it's pretty much hope giving, right? You know, see, if, like, here also in Purport it says that, you know, whatever if somebody, yeah, the conditioned soul wrongly progresses toward the wrong objective life after life, and he is reminded of the objective by you. In one life, the conditioned soul desires to progress toward a certain objective, but after his body changes, he forgets everything. So, what happens is that somebody has some material goal, he forgets, but then because, you know, Lord is merciful, he'll make him remind again and then get him in his next life. So you just see that Lord knows that this sense gratification is not good for us, but he's still helping so that, you know, we learn the hard way. Then if we just desire positively, just imagine how much help Lord will have to give us. So simple example, if say child, you know, wants to do something, you know, which is not good for his health, he wants to play a lot in the sun. So first father will say no, no, one, two times. Then he'll say, okay, fine, you, okay, you played. So reluctantly, of course, and he'll like, you know, try to help even in that situation. But if this child says, you know, father, you know, I want to study, or I want to say, sir, father will give much more facilities for him to do it, isn't it? So same way, just see, even to enjoy separate from Krishna, Krishna is giving so many facilities. So if we just desire to enjoy with Krishna or to serve him, how many more facilities are awaiting for us? And how quickly we can make advancement. So it is only our desires which is stopping us. Otherwise, you know, Khatvang Muni, one moment he perfected his life, went back to spiritual world. It is said, one Hare Krishna, even one saying pure, you know, Krishna is sufficient for us to take back to spiritual world. Problem? We want to go, but you know, give me some time, let me see around, you know, here. Isn't it? So, no, no, Prabhu, you know, I am in ashram or I am a nice grihastha, you know, it's not like that. But still, like, you know, we have to see our own heart. Or okay, we may be in progress, so that's good actually. So the point is, if we just sincerely desire to progress in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will arrange everything. So Krishna says that, you know, when he sees a desire of a jivatma to come closer to him, as a Chaitagiru from his, within his heart, he inspires him to approach a spiritual master. And then the bona fide spiritual master, again he directs him, you know, more closer to Krishna. So we have, so the same scary situation, like we just discussed, that Krishna fulfills whatever desire we have, of course, in the time to come. Then, the same thing if we see from positive side, if we just desire to become Krishna conscious, Krishna will make us Krishna conscious, right? So easy. Once when Maharaj was giving lecture and he said, it was on Ram Navami, he said, all of you please, you know, repeat after me, you know, O Lord Ram, please repeat after me. O Lord Ram, I am yours. He said, your material life is finished. Because Lord Ram, he gives a promise that whoever even once comes and says, O Lord, I am yours, I take a vow to protect him always. So isn't it so easy to become Krishna conscious? What we have to is just desire. And how we get that, those positive desires? By association, association of devotees, association of Srimad Bhagavatam, and like, you know, seeing this, you know, lives of these great acharyas and this different devotee stories which are in Bhagavatam. Gajendra, 1000 years Lord did not come. And then at one moment he just picked up the flower and he said, oh Lord, you know, whoever you are, Supreme Lord, please, you know, please come and protect me. And then he started offering these prayers. And immediately, you know, Lord Hari came, right? So same way, what we have to do is that, just nicely desire. And then, when we do this, we see that, you know, our progress in Krishna consciousness, it becomes very easy because we have the right desire. And then how to develop this right desires? There are many nice Vaishnava songs. So those who like music, they can just recite these nice Vaishnava songs. They're in the form of prayer. At the same time, they convey amazing desires to be Krishna conscious. I would like to share one, and then I'll share one more prayer also, which Vritrasura sang, you know, which we just discussed as an example. So this is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that Prabhu Tava Pada Yuga Mora Nivedana. He says that, O Lord, I have following prayer at your lotus feet. You know? What he says that? Nahi Magi Deha Sukha Vidyadhana Jana. So okay, I'll think it's really beautiful. It's very small, short and sweet, but amazing prayer. You know? Prabhu tava pada yuga mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana Prabhu tava pada yuga mora nivedana nahi magi swarga ara moksha nahi magi na kore prarthana keno Vibhuti ralagi Vishayebe Nija karma guna doshe Jeje janme paaye Janme janme jeno tava Nama Guna Gaye. So this little translation, what he says that I do not pray for, you know, physical leisure, for learning, wealth or followers. I do not pray for heaven or salvation. I do not pray for any of these opulences. In whatever birth I take, whatever my karma leads me, let me sing the glories of your holy name. So basically, if we see this first, everyone is looking for, you know, this either the six opulences, basically, in essence, right? Beauty, knowledge, fame, renunciation, riches, and this is what strength, you know, this is what everyone is looking for. And he's saying, I don't want that. What I want is, let me always sing glories of your holy name, birth after birth. And then what he says?
Yehi matra asha mama tomara charane ahai tu ki bhakti hrde jage anukshane.
This alone is my cherished, you know, desire, my aspiration, my prayer at your lotus feet. Let causeless and uninterrupted devotion awaken within my heart and flows towards you. Isn't it definition of pure devotee? Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma anavratam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttamam. Right? Let causeless and uninterrupted devotion awaken within my heart and flow towards you. Then what he says? This is my favorite one.
Vishaye je priti ebe achaye amar sei mata priti hoika charane tumar.
Let me love your lotus feet as much as I now love sense gratification. Isn't it a beautiful prayer? Let me love your lotus feet as much as I now love sense gratification. Transfer my affection from the object of senses to your lotus feet. If we just pray this, whole world will be pure devotee within a moment. Not like that, you know. This, isn't it true? Yeah. So why not to pray? Let us pray. Then,
vipade sampade taha thakuka samabhave dine dine vriddhi haika namera prabhave.
In danger or success, good fortune or disaster, let me remain in equipoise and let my affection for you increase day by day by the influence of the holy name.
Pashu pakshi hoye thake swarge vani raye tava bhakti raho bhakti vinodaridaya.
Whether I live as a bird or beast, in heaven or in hell, let the humble bhakti vinoda always cherish the bhakti in his hearts of heart. So, when we associate with devotees, when we, you know, read such prayers, we develop these desires, positive desires. And then what happens? It is guaranteed. Krishna is going to fulfill it. Just wait. Krishna is going to fulfill. So we just be in that association of devotees, continue practicing, and one day we will surely go there. There is another beautiful prayer by Vritrasur, which tells actually how intensely we want this. The thing is that even as a practicing devotee, any one of us asked, even at the, you know, if we wake up us in middle of night and ask, you know, what is goal of life, we'll say, you know, going back to Godhead. You know, it's pretty much we are convinced. That's why we are doing it, right? Getting up early in the morning, practicing, you know, regulative principles, big thing, and you know, then, you know, chanting and doing services. So we are pretty much convinced. Only thing, we have to increase the intensity. So it's like we started cooking our khichdi or whatever you want, and then there is a gas below. So if it is, the more slow flame is, the more time it will take to cook. As simple, very clear, right? If the flame is fast, we have to, you know, it becomes, you know, like it cooks fast. You know? So same way, we have to increase the intensity of our Krishna consciousness. So there's a beautiful prayer by Vritrasur. We just discussed his example, how he missed his goal, but Krishna, as is promised, you know, nothing is lost, you know, he went back to spiritual world. He prays that
ajata paksha iva mataram khagah stanyam yatha vatsa surakshudhartha priyam priyeva vishutam vishanna manoravindaksha didrikshate tvam.
He says that as a baby bird, just born, he's awaiting eagerly for his mother to come and feed him. Ajata paksha iva matram kha stanyam yatha vatsa surakshudhartha. As the calves, I don't know, have you seen when the calves are left to drink the milk. Generally, calves are not always with the mother. They are like, you know, they leave just before milking the cow, they leave for some time. Calf drinks some milk and then they are, you know, brought back. So how eager that calf is, it's just like, you know, with all his energy, he's, you know, trying to rush to her mother. You know? Priyam Priyeva Vishutam Vishanna, you know, as a wife, chaste wife, is waiting for her husband who has gone to a distant place for many days. He says, with that intensity, when I, when I'll see your lotus feet, you know, I have similar intensity to see that. So that's how this prays. So each of this example is, you know, increasing in intensity basically. So this is, he doesn't say that, okay, Lord, you know, I want to come to you, see your lotus feet. But he's giving that, you know, how intense, you know, like just imagine a baby, you know, is cannot even fly, he's hungry. He's just, you know, awaiting, seeing towards sky, you know, waiting for his mother. Same. Another prayer by Mother Kunti. Twayime ananya vishayat matir madhupate sarkritrati mudvato adda gange uga udanadi. Said, as the Ganges flows towards the sea without hindrance, maybe there may be, you know, a big valley or a big mountain, she'll just keep going, 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 because the final destination is in her mind. So same way, let my, you know, mind, you know, my attraction flows constantly toward your lotus feet. So Mother Kunti prays. So when we recite these prayers, then all our, this, you know, this, the goal becomes clear, our desires are clear, and then we are assured that, you know, Lord will give us knowledge, remember us, forgetfulness. Like in this case, for Gajendra, what Gajendra remembered, meditated in his last life as King Indrajumna, he was now remembering it. Because soul is eternal, whatever activities I have done, in whatever body it may be. So if Paramatma wants, he can give us that knowledge and remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness. So this is very positive, you know, hope for us that, so what we have to do is that, just desire nicely. Once somebody has asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, what it takes to go back to God, Prabhupada gave one word answer, he said, desire. So we have to, like, more we keep practicing in devotional service, more we have to refine our desires. And then it is said that after practicing so many years, when we are about to become pure, you know what is last layer of Maya? She makes you think that you are God. Now if somebody tells you, we'll quote, you know, verses from Bhagavad Gita, we'll give them logical explanations how it is not true. But then it is said that that's the last layer of Maya. So that, you know, we are going to get that test. But if we have strong desires always that, no, I want nothing but, you know, pure love of God, then whatever test Maya may put, it will just help us, you know, go closer to Krishna and it won't hamper us. So with this, you know, prayer of Rudrasura and Kunti Maharani, let us all pray that may we always desire to make Lord and his devotees happy, to serve him, to advance in Krishna consciousness, to get taste for holy name. If we say that I don't have desire to, you know, get taste for holy name, then pray for a desire, to get a desire, to develop taste for holy name. If somebody says I don't have that, then pray to get a desire, to desire, to desire, to develop taste in holy name. So unless we do that, our old desires are going to act. And we only know what are they. So let us, like, you know, it's like call for action. Upa says, you know, let us desire to advance in Krishna consciousness and be assured that all help is, you know, awaiting. It said that we take one step to a Lord, Lord takes, you know, 100 steps. And our one step is very small. Krishna, 3 steps, he can conquer the whole universe, you know. So we are this much close to Krishna. Only thing is we have, you know, our face is, you know, always. So we have to just turn. I hope and pray with all of your blessings, I too cultivate proper desires, you know, as guided by, you know, our spiritual masters, Prabhupada, and all, you know, Prashiksha Guru. So with this prayer, I'd like to stop here. Any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna. Whenever it came to turning up our fire of devotional life and getting this desire to serve the Lord, very many times you gave us prayers and you said to pray. And my question is, why? What's the importance of prayer?
Yeah. There are many aspects to see it. First of all, prayers makes us humble in the sense that we acknowledge that we are not the doer. So even if I want to advance in Krishna consciousness, I cannot do it on my own. What to speak of? We are not even, so as you said, we are just talking about Krishna consciousness. What to speak of Krishna consciousness? Even if I want to lift my eye, I cannot do it until, you know, Paramatma sanctions, you know. That's how helpless we are, as you know, here also it said. So, prayers makes us humble. And then, like, all of us, we are personality and we have some likes, dislikes, right? So, Krishna as a person, he also has some likes and dislikes. So, what he likes humility. And what he doesn't like pride. So when I say that I need not pray, I'll do it on my own. So basically we are proud of our own prowess, which is actually, you know, not there. So to other angle is that when we humbly pray, when we pray, we are submitting, you know, humbly, and then Krishna gives that power. Many times devotees have observed that they had some difficulty with something, some anartha, some problem. So they go, they approach some devotee, some senior devotee, and they express to them that, okay, you know, dear Prabhu, dear Mataji, I have, you know, this particular anartha, could you please guide me? And when he does that, many of the times the problem gets resolved then and there itself. Why? Because basically Krishna is just so much pleased with that, you know, humble approach of prayers, that he just gives that, you know, empowerment within heart to get rid of that anartha. So it is said that prayer is not a, you know, a spare wheel. It is a steering wheel. It should guide our life. Because that's how we are expressing our desire to Lord. So basically prayer means what? We just saw this. What this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing? He is basically praying. What he is saying? Oh Lord, I don't want, you know, sense gratification. I want, you know, remembrance of your holy name. Whichever life I may be. So it is just form of prayer, right? So what prayer is basically? It is desiring. So if we say that, you know, why I need to pray, that means to say why I need to desire. Then if we don't desire, we just discuss whole, you know, detail, you know, what's going to happen. Our past desires are going to come in play. Because that time also, so if somebody is saying, so say somebody wants to, you know, say do some wrong activity, he's also praying that, oh, I want to, you know, say kill someone or whatever, I want to do something. So he's also in one way, he's also kind of, you know, desiring it, right? So same way prayer is that. So if we don't pray, how are we going to express our heart's content? What is our desire? And then if we don't desire all only, then again problem, because then we desire something wrong. So therefore prayers are very important. And even the Shikshashtakam, we see, you know, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shvare, bhavatat bhakti raye tu kitwe. Is also a form of a prayer only, wherein he is saying that, no Lord, I don't want no dhanam, no, you know, money, no beautiful girls, you know, no influence, you know, kavitam, you know, va jagadishkam, mama janmani, whatever birth I want, let me, you know, ahaituki tvai, like let me perform devotional service, pure devotional service unto you. So this is also prayer. Chanting, you are chanting 16 rounds a day, what you are doing? This is prayer only. Oh, Prabhupada's simple explanation. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please engage me in devotional service, your devotional service. So prayers are rather, they should be very core to our you know, spiritual life. And then if we observe our own prayers over the period of our advance, our like, you know, duration in Krishna consciousness, we can see whether we are making progress or not. Like for example, initially we may come to Krishna saying, you know, like, you know, I have this problem, that problem, I want this, that. But later slowly, because of, you know, we hear from devotees, the prayers get changed that, okay, I want pure devotional service, you know, taste for holy names, serving devotees, all this. So if we are not praying, something is wrong. Does that satisfy?
Yes. Can we also pray to pray?
Yes, sure. So that's what we said, like, you know, if we don't have, yeah, oh Lord, let me, rather this can be, it is, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, he says, you know, Brahmadaya Suragano Munayotu Siddha Satvaitana Gatayo Vachasam Pravave Naraditum Puruganair Vidanapi Pipru Kim Toshtu Marhasi Same Hari Ugra Jati. He says, Lord, oh Lord, this demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva, they could not satisfy you with your prayers. How will I satisfy who is born in a family of a demon? So basically in one sense he is saying, you know, give me strength to pray, right? So yeah, we can pray that, you know, let me pray in a way that is pleasing to you. You know? Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. It was wonderful. You were in Prabhupada's report, of course, you were mentioning too that he says we're empowered by Mata Shrimati Ganam Upanishad. We're given the intelligence by Krishna. And one thing I appreciate about one passage on Prabhupada is that some people may not accept that we're empowered by Krishna. You know, Krishna's giving you intelligence. Yeah, right. You know, we can't see an intelligence like a child. We can't see a child prodigy. But one thing I appreciate one passage on about Prabhupada, the lecture is called Scientists Who Have Created Your Brain. This is on Prabhupada Vani. And even if you don't accept the intelligence, you accept the brain because it's gross manifestation. So one thing Prabhupada mentioned to one scientist, he says, you have a nice brain, a good brain, but you cannot manufacture the brain. But who has manufactured your brain? So he also said, we are glorifying the brain of the scientists, but we are not glorifying the scientists who has made the brain of the scientists. And that's one point I appreciate about Prabhupada because, you know, we don't know anything about the brain. So my question is kind of related to this point is that the empowerment, there's that verse that says, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tata Pravartana. Unless one is powered by Krishna, one cannot spread Krishna consciousness. So my question is kind of related to a nice pastime, a dilemma that may be coming up with us all the time about Hanuman and the spider. Now, remember that pastime where Hanuman was building a bridge and mm-hmm. So basically, Hanuman, he was in power, obviously. He could lift big boulders, throw them in the sea. And from an external point of view, Hanuman thought the spider wasn't empowered. So he brushed him aside. But then the Lord said, actually, Hanuman, you know, you're not so empowered. You know, that doesn't mean that the spider is less powerful than you. You know, he's serving me according to your command. The real empowerment, I guess, is Trinadapi Suni Chena. And the one thing I appreciate about this pastime is that even though the spider was brushed aside by Hanuman, there's no, I guess, narration of the spider gossiping about Hanuman, seeking revenge, nor was he envious. So that's the real empowerment. So my question is related to the fact that sometimes, how do we not become discouraged? Because, for example, let's say preaching activities, or any activities, but specifically preaching, sometimes we see one devotee has Hanuman-like results.
Yeah.
And another one has spider results. Right. And so the spider may become dejected that mm-hmm. I don't have Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tata Pravartana. Mm-hmm. I'm not empowered by Krishna, but that's not necessarily the case. So can you explain that dilemma that, you know, that can prevent us from becoming discouraged because of this? Can you maybe expand on that?
Yeah, so if I understand question correctly, it's like many times we see somebody is more nicely preaching than us, then we may feel that, you know, I'm trying to preach, but, you know, nothing is happening. So, you know, obviously I'm not, you know, empowered. What to do with it? So, okay. So actually, as Acharya has explained that during part, like, you know, when we progress in devotional service, many times because of our past nature and, you know, the current, you know, society's, you know, thing, we get, you know, some types of feelings. So for example, we are always raised in a current environment wherein there is always competition. Like, you know, if I don't perform better than other, then I am naturally the loser. So if somebody is, you know, getting, you know, 10 people for program, I invited 100, nobody came. So it's basically, you know, 10 versus 0, you know. So in Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that the results are not what outwardly said. The endeavor itself is a pleasing to Lord. So if we are trying our best, depending our capacity, to preach in this example, then we should understand Krishna is equally pleased with somebody, you know, bringing 10 new people to temple, or I just, you know, distributing, you know, the cards, you know, to some 10 people, right? So when we are result oriented, this thought can come to mind. Does that mean I need not be result oriented? No, we have to use all intelligence Krishna has provided us to make the preaching more and more effective. So in practical way, suppose we are trying something, nothing is happening, we can approach humbly to devotee who is able to bring more new people to Krishna consciousness, learn from him how I can present Krishna consciousness you know, try to get some skills. But at the end of day, it's not the skills and you know, the externals which will make someone attract to Krishna. It's basically our sincerity. When with our sincerity we are trying to invite someone, then Paramatma within his heart is going to inspire him and, you know, going to follow. So if we think ourselves as a preachers, we are in big illusion. We are just postmans. We are just taking message of, you know, Prabhupada, Acharyas. We are, you know, just presenting it to the new persons. So the another thing could be, many times Krishna may want us to be humble. So if Krishna knows that, okay, if, you know, I give him success, if he gets, say, 100 people for a program, then he is going to be puffed up and he is going to, you know, leave Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will make sure that in whole life, even if we break our head, not a single person will come to Krishna consciousness because of us. If it, that is not good for our Krishna consciousness, does that mean we should stop preaching because nobody is coming, I am not empowered? No. We try our best. So the best way is that, so there are, like, you know, in temple we have, you know, service authorities. So the devotees, they tell us, okay, today is, you know, Harinam, come for Harinam, go for book distribution. Sunday face, come help in kitchen, washing pots. We just do it, we are preaching. It is said that, you know, when I forgot who spoke this, he says that, you know, I preach all the time and when required, I open my mouth. So basically, many times we may not know, but there can be few people who are observing us, and people in this world are very good at the observations, by the way. They are observing us, and if we are really Krishna conscious, they may just take it to Krishna consciousness, and who knows what, you know, 10 years later he becomes a, you know, a nice, very advanced devotee. You ask him, okay, how did you get inspired? And then he may say, you know, hey, you know, Jai Baldapur was, you know, washing pots in kitchen, how nicely he was washing, I got inspired by him. You may say that, you know, I did not bring a single person in, you know, in the Chicago land to temple, but here is one who got advanced, like, you know, and he is saying that, no, I got inspired by this dude who was doing humble service in back end. So we don't have to, so we have to keep trying praying. That's our actually family business, you know. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, used to say, you know, pran achyajar sehitu prachar. If you are alive, you will preach. So, but preaching need not necessarily mean that, you know, we have to always, like, you know, sit and talk or, you know, get 10 people. It can be as simple as, you know, you are back in the go down, lifting the boxes of Bhagavad Gita and transporting from, you know, the go down to, you know, the truck. So the person who is going to take Bhagavad Gita, distribute Bhagavad Gita, become devotee, actually you are also helping him to get that, because if you don't transfer it at that point, that one person is going to miss that chance, right? So it's both way. So if we see from a perspective, it is call for improvement, that okay, what I can improve so that I learn to present Krishna consciousness more better way, what I can improve, how I can improve my practice in devotional service so that, you know, people get attracted. Because if we have Krishna in our heart, Krishna is all attractive, people has to get attracted, there is no other option. So let me work on getting Krishna in my heart. So when that happens, naturally, you know, rest of preaching will come. And then the second thing, even after trying our best, nothing is happening. Spider, anyway, Lord was happy with spider also, right? So we are assured that, you know, nothing is lost. Krishna is happy with our endeavors, and then devotees are there who tell us, I am, you know, happy with your endeavors. So we become happy, and then we keep trying our best, but we have that satisfaction. I did my best. You know, I did my best. You know, I cleaned so many pots, at least I lifted one spoon and kept from here to there. That was what I could do, and I did it. That's fine. So you have that longing, desire. So who knows, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, at a later point in your life, Krishna may empower you to do more things. So we can have that desire to preach more and more, but we don't have to get discouraged. You know? So if we are, like, you know, if we are too much discouraged, we can just think, you know, from this point, if I become too influential, I may fall down. So I think Krishna is keeping me away, you know. So that is, you know, safe way to look at it. Does that answer? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, I think it's time up. Thank you so much. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Gajendra Moksha Lila ki chai, Nitai Gautri Manande, Hari Hari Bol.